How big are the planets in Star Wars Outlaws? Well, thanks to a new interview with the game's developer from the latest issue of Edge magazine, we not only know how big the planets will actually be, but we also found out how in-game space travel will feel for players. Now, the question of how big will the planets be is kind of an important one. I mean, ever since this game was first announced, the question has been in the back of my mind. I mean, are these like No Man's Sky planets, or are they gonna be similar to like what we see in Star Wars Jedi Survivor? And according to the developer, the planets in Star Wars Outlaws will not be truly open world, allowing you to fully explore the northern and southern hemisphere of the planet. Instead, the developer referenced another Ubisoft game, Assassin's Creed, stating that the planets in Star Wars Outlaws will be the equivalent size of 2 to 3 zones in Assassin's Creed, which on the surface might not sound that big, but let me tell you, the zones in the recent Assassin's Creed games have been massive. Like, when playing the recent Assassin's Creed games, I legit feel like you could set off in one direction and it would take you 20 to 30 minutes just to hit the edge of that zone. And it feels kind of weird to complain about like the size of a zone, because in the new Assassin's Creed games, legit, the size of one zone is the equivalent of an entire game that I grew up with on the N64. Now, luckily for us, the developer did expand upon the size reference by saying the planets in Star Wars Outlaws were designed to be large enough that if players decided to ride around using speeders or bikes, that traveling from one end to another would feel like a journey to the player. In fact, the developer specifically noted fast-moving vehicles, so this isn't going to be like riding a camel in Assassin's Creed Origins or even riding horseback in Assassin's Creed Odyssey. This is going to feel very large. Now, another important discovery from this interview was that every planet in Star Wars Outlaws was painstakingly handcrafted, and none of the explorable areas found on the planets were procedurally generated. Which honestly is kind of crazy to think about, right? Like, No Man's Sky is a massive game in size, but a lot of the reasons it's so big is because they relied so heavily on procedural generation, which means like the computer makes everything. It makes the size of the planet, it decides where the trees go, it decides where the bushes go. Super cool, super radical. No Man's Sky did it awesome. But the problem is, oftentimes those planets become buggy or boring. And for me, the fact that Ubisoft has been combing every inch of the map to ensure that everything looks beautiful and is fun for the player, that just gets me so excited for this game. Now, as you're probably aware, planet exploration is only one part of Star Wars Outlaws. The game will also offer a full suite of space exploration and space combat. And this interview with Edge Magazine also gave us a glimpse into what we can expect when we go to space. In Star Wars Outlaws, space travel and space combat will play an important role. However, it is sounding like it will have its limitations, specifically when it comes to taking off and landing on a planet. The Edge interview explained that players will not have free rein in terms of travel. Players will be limited during takeoff and landing, with the game having designated areas to take off and land. And when it comes to traveling in the lower atmosphere of the planets, this also will be greatly limited, with players not being able to freely fly above the planets. Which, yeah, I mean, that is kind of disappointing. You know, seeing the trailer of this game, I was hoping that you'd get like a No Man's Sky Star Citizen experience when you get to space, and hearing that that's like been scaled back a little bit is a little disappointing. But the thought that I keep coming back to is like, if they can pull everything else off and make this as good as Star Wars Survivor and have these massive worlds that I can explore with dog combat, I mean, I'm probably gonna play this game forever. Now, unfortunately, we will have to wait a little bit for this game, as Star Wars Outlaws currently has a 2024 release date, and the way that Ubisoft has been releasing games lately, totally can see this game getting pushed back to 2025. But either way, I love it. Can't wait to play this game at launch. But what do you think? Did this news disappoint you? Were you hoping that the planets were going to be larger? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section down below. And don't forget, in the description, the Nerf Gaming Hotline. Yeah, click the link, leave us a voicemail, let us know what you thought about today's video. And if there's another story that's bothering you or something else you want to talk about, leave us a voicemail there as well. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for watching. My name is Bryant, and we will see you in the next video.